Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Who would you rather have, LeBron James or Kevin Durant? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Rumors have it that both LeBron and KD will be moving on from their respective teams as free agents after the NBA Finals end. So which superstar would you rather have? Of course, it depends on your innate favorite right now on what the teams have that each of these phenomenal basketball players will consider. LeBron has been linked to the Lakers, Rockets, Sixers, and maybe even a return to Miami. Not many murmurs about Durant, who, if he stayed with the Warriors, might win 5 straight rings. After KD's 43 points in Game 3 last night, I have to agree with some NBA analysts who call the incredibly skilled 6'9 shooter and playmaker the best in the world right now. With Steph Curry needing a bathroom break to get over his 0-for-9 start from three-point range, and Klay Thompson not doing much either, Durant basically won the road game by himself. He's 29 compared to James's 33, and frankly, he's much more fun to watch. The former one-and-done at Texas, who strongly considered joining prep pal Ty Lawson at Carolina, wanted to play for a super team when he left Russell Westbrook and the OKC Thunder. He has fit in beautifully with the Warriors. He can play from point guard to stretch four forward, shoot it from 12 feet to 25, and don't you think he just looks like a really nice guy? Frankly, I don't like how James has to pound his chest and make mean faces when he does something everyone expects him to do, because he's the king. Did Michael Jordan need to draw that kind of attention to himself after being otherworldly, or was it a different world back then? If James was smart, he'd go somewhere he's surrounded by talented teammates and be like, well, Durant. While James has incredible skill for someone 6'8" and 270 pounds, he uses his bullish strength to get to the basket much of the time. The big three-pointer Durant made at the end of the game was similar to long shots James can make when he gets hot, but Durant's points came from his gazelle-like moves in and out of the paint. His fluidity is every bit as strong as LeBron. And he seems more like a member of the team than the guy the coach all the way up to the owner answer to. Who knows where LeBron will take his talents next time, but I'll take KD. This is Archansky. See you.